You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Women's rights advocates in Central New York are trying to rally opposition to proposed changes to laws that govern sexual assault and harassment in schools. They say a victim's ability to report an assault and have it investigated would be stifled if the amendments become law. WAER's Chris Bolt has more.
These are basically civil rights laws that guarantee safe access to education regardless of gender, sexual orientation, or gender identity. The Central New York chapter of the National Organization for Women cites at least seven changes they say would weaken the ability of a victim to report sexual abuse and limit the chances it gets investigated. Chapter President Mickey Bellassi says the changes would take away protections that go beyond physical abuse, such as unwanted touching or rape.
If there's name-calling, if the person is humiliated, if the person gets threats online, that would not be a Title IX kind of situation.
Even worse, she worries that only the most severe ongoing abuse would be investigated, and the channels for a victim to report abuse would be limited. The changes come from the Federal Department of Education and cover K through 12 schools as well as colleges. Bellassi fears they send a message.
I think the message clearly is that Title IX is not going to protect you, and don't file a claim.
She's seen progress in the ability to verbalize abuse, which could be reversed.
I think it's really going to have a stifling effect on reporting of harassment and violence. There's also going to be less public information about the safety of campuses.
Supporters say these reforms give defendants more due process and would cut down on a wave of claims over single incidents. They would also eliminate single investigators for an incident on campus in favor of a panel hearing. Bellassi is urging people to voice their opinions about the amendments.
When you write your comment, you want to be sure, critique what the proposed rule is, offer information about why this rule should not be changed or how it might be changed to improve the situation. So let the Department of Education know how you feel about these changes and why they should not be made.
The public comment period on the reform proposals goes until January 28th. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
You can find out more about the Title IX amendments and how to make public comments and find more local news stories on our website, WAER.org.